Jesus, I do. I do. Oh, if anybody knows about the love of Jesus, I do. Yes, I do. Oh, sing that again now. Oh, if anybody knows about the love of Jesus, I do, I do. Oh, if anybody knows about the love of Jesus, I do. Yes, I do. When I was searching, sought me out. Hallelujah. He gave me answers. He took away my doubt. When I was struggling just to find my place, I heard the sweetest song sent to me from the throne, a song of love and grace. Oh, if anybody knows about the grace of Jesus, oh, I do. Oh, I do. Oh, if anybody knows about the grace of Jesus, I do. Yes, I do. Oh, I love this right here. Oh, he came and broke the chains of sin and death and hell, said that I could use his name to defend myself. Constant source of help. Oh, if anybody knows about the power of Jesus, I do. I do. Oh, if anybody knows about the power of Jesus, I do. Yes, I do. Oh, let's sing that first one. If anybody knows about the love, if anybody knows about the love of Jesus, oh, I do. I do. Oh, if anybody knows about the love of Jesus, I do. Yes, I do. Amen. Do you know about His grace? Amen. You're standing here this evening. That's a prime example of His grace. Amen, Brother Andy. I could have been out somewhere doing only the Lord knows what. But thanks to His grace and His power, I'm here. And His love, thanks to His love, I see the truth and I understand. I'm so thankful for that. You know, this. Just wanted to say that this morning, I didn't have a song prepared. And Brother Wayne asked me through the prayer if I would sing. And I've just had one of the most difficult weeks that I've had this week, and was kicked and knocked down, and just, you know, coming off of tremendous weekend meetings, you know, the enemy was right there on that shoulder. Amen. You know, everything that was going on, why don't you just give up? You know, you had such a great meeting this weekend and all those people was blessed. Look at you. You've went backwards. You really should just give up. And this morning, I just felt compelled to stand and sing in the devil's face, "I'm not giving up." I just felt compelled to be defiant and stand in His face and say, "No matter what, I'm not giving up." Aren't you glad about that? Are you glad you can go on? You got the power to go on. Now I'm going to take the devil back to a place. An old song, "I Never Shall Forget Today." You know, he tries to bring up all these things from your past. But there's one thing from my past that I'm thankful of. And that's the day that the Lord came into my heart and saved my soul. So let's just sing this old song. You know how I am. I just like to cut loose and have church. Is that okay? Can we just have church? Amen. Let's sing this old song. Long years ago, when out in sin, I had no hope, no peace within. Down on my knees, in agony, I prayed to Jesus and He gladly set me free. Oh, and I never shall forget the day of my soul were rolled away. It makes me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it, for He's everything to me. Now I can feel Him by my side. Hallelujah. My feeble steps, He comes to guide when trials come. He comforts me through faith in Him. Or sin, I have the victory. And I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my soul were rolled away. It makes me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it, for He's everything. Oh, sinner, come to Jesus now. At His dear feet, just humbly bow. Confess to Jesus your every sin. He'll save you, cleanse you, give you joy and peace within. Oh, and I never shall forget the day. Sing number two. Now I can feel Him by my side. My feeble steps, He comes to guide when trials come. He comforts me through faith in Him. Or sin, I have the victory. Oh, and I never shall. Amen. Are you happy this evening? One thing's for certain. This is as quiet as it's going to be, saints. Whether you don't make it and you go down there, or whether you do make it and you're up there, I tell you, this is going to be as quiet as it can be. Everybody's going to be happy over there. Let's sing that. Oh, everybody will be happy. Will be happy. Shout and sing God's praises. Everybody will be happy over there. Oh, there's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond.
shall soon the glory share, where the souls of men shall enter and live on forevermore. Everybody will be happy over there. Oh, everybody will be happy over there. We will shout and sing God's praises. Everybody will be happy over there. There we'll meet the one who saved us and who kept us by his grace and who brought us to that land so bright and fair. We will praise his name forever as we look upon his face. Everybody will be happy over there. Sing that fourth verse again. There we'll meet the one who saved us and who kept us by his grace and who brought us to that land so bright and fair. We will praise his name forever as we look upon his face. Everybody will be happy over there.
But you don't have to wait till you get over there to be happy, Brother Mark. You can certainly be happy right here. I heard a preacher say one time, all I know is I liked what he said, and I thought I'd memorize it. He said, "You want to know how I feel? I feel just like Moses and Aaron felt after they crossed the Red Sea and the horse and the riders of Egypt was drowned beneath them briny waves. That's how happy I feel because I'm seeing my enemy drowned beneath those waves." Amen. I'm so happy to be here. As we before we take the prayer request, I'd just like to sing this song. Yesterday, Sarah and I took a trip up to her mom and dad's in Virginia, and it was doing some snowing, and I was outside, and it was just so peaceful and serene. And this song here, my father-in-law really likes this song. He always said this is one of his favorite songs, and if you really read the words to it and listen to the words, you can certainly understand why. And he would probably get upset at me for saying this, but I would just like for you all to remember him in prayer. He's a special man to me. Obviously, he gave me the best gift that I've ever had next to my salvation. And he's just a special individual to me and been a minister of the gospel for years and years. And I'd just like for you to remember him in prayer. But I'd like to sing this song for him this evening. And let's just join in and just focus on the words of these songs. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. Who else do you want standing beside of you when you face the storms of life? Or when you're growing old and feeble, should we go that way? Who else do you want standing by you? Let's just sing this song. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by. tribulation. Still I be, yes, Lord. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. Singing so nice. Oh, when I'm growing old and feeble. Yes, Lord. Sing that second verse one more time. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. Never lost a battle. Stand by me. And He does. Aren't you thankful? Just before we take these requests, let's sing that song, I Worship You, Almighty God. There is none like You. I worship You, Almighty God. There is none like You. Continue to play that softly. We're going to take these requests before the Lord. I'd like to ask Brother Richard Smith if he'd be ready to take these for us. We want to continue to remember Sister Faye and the girls that are traveling back from Arkansas with her. We want to remember Brother Danny Florian, who's in New Jersey. We want to remember my mom and Mitchell and Ashley. They're traveling back from Charleston right now. Also, we want to continue to remember Sister Molly and Sister Mary Ann, that the Lord would just continue to give them strength. Also, be with Brother Luther as well. Also, we want to remember Sister Fulcher being hospitalized last night, and continue to remember Sister Becky. My wife and I were just discussing coming to church. It doesn't seem like that they can get a break, so just continue to remember her and Brother Barry in prayer also. Some of these are from this morning. So this is from Sister Crystal. Says, my grandfather's having surgery tomorrow to remove her cancerous tumor of the bladder and prostate. Also continue to pray for my father-in-law. Doctor said there's nothing else they can do to treat his cancer. The doctors can't do anything else, but we know that the Lord can. So let's remember that for Sister Crystal. I want to keep Sister Angel Pruitt in prayer. She's having a lot of pain in her hip, so let's continue to remember her. Pray for my granddaughter, Amanda. She's got a migraine headache. That was from Brother Roger. Brother Smith turned this one in also to remember a co-worker's in a lot of pain with a possible kidney stone, cannot take pain medicine and work. So let's remember that in prayer. Also, we want to continue to remember Sister Sheba. I know she's had some issues with her neck and shoulder from some time, so let's continue to remember her this evening as well. And then, of course, we want to continue to we want to remember Brother Josh as he's taking this test on Friday. We want to remember that the Lord would just be with him and guide him. I know there's many needs among us, unspoken requests by the raising of your hands. Amen. Brother Richard, if you would take these requests before the Lord. Thank you, brother.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, it's so good to be in your house again, house of worship and prayer, Lord. We just brought the Holy Spirit with us, Lord, as we come and we just come together, Lord, and just worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord Jesus. And all these requests, Lord, that I have holding in my hand, Lord, you knew what they were before they were even read this morning, Lord, and some of them even this evening, you know what they are, Lord. And I just pray for each one of these folks, Lord, that's in different periods of pain, Lord, that's going through the pain, and some of them pain and suffering, Lord, from ones that are just away from the fold, Lord, and we just continue to pray for them, and we just ask your blessings on each and every one of them, Lord, and just minister to all those needs, Lord, that's spoken of as Brother Keith read them, Lord. Minister to each one. We just love you, Lord, and we pray for our minister that's going to be having the word tonight, Lord Jesus, and let him or speak through him, Lord, the message you'd have us to hear, Lord. We love each and every one of us, Lord, and we just love you, Lord, and we just thank you so much for all your grace, your mercy, and your love, O Lord Jesus. And it's in the precious name of Jesus that I pray this prayer, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Sister Hannah Whitlock and Sister Lori, I think, has got a song as they are coming to get ready to sing. Let's just sing that again. I worship you, Almighty God. I want to do, I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. Oh, I worship you, Almighty God.
I've been screaming every night and every day, but no one seems to mind. They keep on telling me that it's going to be okay. okay, that it's all just in my mind. Where did yesterday go? When will tomorrow come? The darkness grows. I keep praying for someone to hear me call, to see me break. Now there's fears that I can't shake. There's a monster sitting on my lungs. It keeps me wide awake. Maybe I'll breathe tomorrow, but I don't think there'll be a change. They don't know where I go. They've never walked this road. They don't know how I feel tonight. By fear and pain controlled, there's mountains on my shoulders. I wish that I could leave behind. I keep on counting each and every breath I take, afraid I'll lose my mind. Maybe if I find a way to drive away these emotions that confine, all the fears will be gone, and maybe it will be clear why I've been calling so long, why there's nobody near to see me fall, to watch me break, to come relieve the crushing weight. There's a million thoughts, they choke my mind, they keep me wide awake. They tell me there's always tomorrow, but tomorrow's always the same. They don't know where I go. They never walk this road. They don't know how I feel tonight. By fear and pain controlled, there's mountains on my shoulders. I wish that I could leave behind. But somebody told me, when you're lying in the dark, when the fears won't leave and you cannot breathe and the world is weighing on your heart, there's an hour of silence that becomes an hour of prayer. There's a light that comes just before the dawn, and the Savior says, don't fear, I am here. I know the way you go. I've walked this lonely road. I know just how you feel tonight. By fear and pain control, with these mountains on your shoulders, you were only meant to climb. Take my hand, child, leave it all behind.
Amen. Thank you, sisters, for that beautiful song. Brother Matt's going to give us the song.
Just do something I've never done before, at least not in church, but this is a song. If you just take it at face value, it doesn't sound like much of an encouragement song, but to me it really is, because when you think about it, when you're down, it helps to gain perspective, to remember that the same voice that said, let there be light, and there was light, has already spoken over you and already determined your destiny. And it's not in your hands. And it's not about how down and out you get or how low you feel, But your destiny's already been spoken, and it will be just as sure as the world is. This is for Brother Wayne and for Brother Keith.
Must Jesus bear the cross at home and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. So this consecrated cross I'll bear till death shall set me free, and then go home my crown to wear, for there's a crown for me, and upon the crystal pavement down at Jesus' pierced feet, with joy I'll cast my golden crown and his dear name repeat. O precious cross, O glorious crown, O resurrection day, ye angels from the stars come down and bear my soul away.
Sing the first verse again with me. Must Jesus bear the cross? Must Jesus bear the cross alone, and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for
Brother Matt. I sure appreciate that. And I believe it won't be very long. Real soon, we're going to trade these old crosses for a crown. Amen. Let's stand and we'll go on into the service. Have the ushers come at this time. Brother Tom, if you would bless the offering. Amen. As Brother Anwar gets ready to come, let's just sing this song, Have Your Way. It's just so wonderful to look back there and see Brother Anwar sitting there and his family. It's so great having them back, and I just really look forward to to hearing what the Lord has laid on his heart. It's a real blessing, brother. So as he comes this evening, let's just sing this song, Have Your Way. Have your way. Have your way.
So what we pray for today, that may our Lord have our way, have his way, and bless his people. Amen. Good to be in the house of Lord, and it's an honor to serve him in this last age, and for me and for my family, we are just privileged to be among you and minister the family and the people of God. I just want to go into the Word directly before you have your seats. Let's open the Bible, New Testament, John chapter 3, and we'll read a few verses 1 to 7. John 3, 1 to 7. Bible says, there was a man of a Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jew. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God, for no man can do these miracles and that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 4 says, Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Let's bow our hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, I glorify your mighty and wonderful name, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, here we are to listen from you, Lord. Only you can explain this word. We can read it. But only you are the God who can reveal this word. Lord Jesus, take these simple thoughts and give us the whole understanding that you have in your word, Lord Jesus. Use your minister. Bless us all in your precious Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen. You may be seated, please. God being surely wonderful to us in past several months, and although trials and different kind of tribulations that you, when you go through the way, and there are so many things that you experience, and I know that being a son of God, you are never prevented, or being a daughter of God, you are never prevented by any kind of trials and tribulation in this walk, in this Christian walk. When my sister died in the month of January, and my elder brother, he was very sick, and I was praying to God, and I was, because somebody told that your brother is serious next month, and I was praying to God, my mother is old, and Lord, hold him for a few years and give him some more years, that my mom may not have that much hardship after another, after one child, another child. And I have heard from people that he is doing all right now, and he called me after a few days, and we all prayed for him, and he called me after a few days that he's doing all right, my brother is doing all right, and he said that, well, I'm going to go to visit some relatives and have some good time with them, because I was not able to walk myself, and now I can walk. I said, wonderful, that's a answer of the prayers. And I said to my brother, I said, brother, he never embraced the Lord, but he knew, very wise man, worldly speaking, very intellectual, and a good business person, and does everything in order in his family and in his business and in relatives, a wonderful person. And I asked, brother, are you born again? And I know he, years before, he told me that he loves the Lord, but someday he'll give his life to Lord. That's what he told me, and I've been telling him and teaching him and keep on giving him material that he may listen and he may read the message, and try to bring him in some meeting, in some special meetings. And I talked to my other brother. I said, well, now brother Iqbal, he's the one who died later that I'm talking about. And I said, see, brother Iqbal is, he want to be baptized. And he said, I have repented and now I want to be baptized. He want to give his life to Lord. And I said, why don't you prepare the service for the water baptism that he want to be baptized? And he said, all right, I'll do that. My other brother, he's a pastor, he's one of the associate minister in the church back home in Lahore, and he told me, well, they have already prepared a place for him that he can come and he can be baptized and give his life to Lord. I said, that's wonderful. And so I talked to my brother, the elder brother who died later on. I said, brother, they have already prepared a place for you that you can give your life to Lord and be born again. And he said, see, I am actually visiting some of the relatives and I'm feeling all right. And now I can walk and I can climb the stairs and I can, do so many things. And I'm having some good time. And when I'll come back, I'll take care and I'll go there in the meeting. But let me go and do some relative business. And he went over there. He stayed there for a few days, 7-6 days. And the last time that I talked to him, he was in hospital on the bed. And he was not able to talk to me really, in a good shape. And I was not sure what's going to happen with him. And I said, brother, how are you feeling? And he said, he was not able to tell me exactly, but my other brother and his son, he told me he is not able to understand what you say, and he is not able to tell you how bad he is. And actually, he don't understand what you are saying. He just laying there. He is very sick. And he was in ICU by that time. And the same day, he died. I was thinking about him, and Shiva was asking me later on, will we be able to meet Brother Iqbal there on the other side? Because my elder brother, he was a very kind person, a very brilliant worker, and the one who take cares of his little brothers and sisters and all the family after my father. And I said, well, I need to go to see the Bible, what Bible says. Because I love him, I would love to see him, but that's not what Bible says. That's not what Bible tells me. There, God has his own way of doing things. And I just feel sorry sometimes for the people. Very intellectual people, very wise people, and they are reluctant to fulfill the will of God in their lives. Sometimes they wait. Sometimes they want to take more time. Although they understand, and he is the one, he understands that, and he wrote so many Christian songs. I would say maybe hundreds of hundreds songs he wrote about the grace of the Jesus Christ and about the wonderful Lord and all, about the bride and bride age and everything. He understand everything. But understanding only never takes you to the other side. And this person over here, Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jew, asking Jesus Christ that you are the teacher and sent by God, and here the sent one is telling him that you have to be born again, you want to go in the kingdom of God, no one can see the kingdom of God except a man be born of water and of spirit. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And this person is trying to figure out what Jesus is actually telling him. Because he might, I would say, he have not heard this phrase before. He never have thought that how a person can be born again. Very simple thought for us, but it was very complicated for him. It's very simple for the people that are seed of God, but it is very complicated for the people that are intellectual people in the world. It's not very it's not the thing that's very easy to understand for him, for them. It's very odd thing that how that's possible. You take a person and he only says, okay, I am a sinner and I receive the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And you take him and you dip him in the water. And he is able to go to the other side. That's the formula of going on the other side. I mean, to a worldly person, this is something makes no sense. And this person, Bible says that when Jesus told him, he was questioning. He could not understand what Jesus was telling him. But being born by the water and spirit is a requirement to go on the other side. And Brother Branham says that natural types spiritual. When we see the natural birth, the process of the natural birth, I have a quote here and I want to read it from the Message of the Angel of the Lord 53:06-04. It says, the new birth is an experience. And it's a gift of God and it's the seal of your faith. That you have faith and it is seal. The Holy Spirit is a seal. Being born is something that Peter told in Acts chapter 2 verse 38 that you have to be born again by the water and he is going to gift us with a spirit. That's his work. And we have the natural birth over here that when a baby get birth in this world, water, blood, and soul. That's the three things happens when a life comes. And there has to be something that, because the it is the type of something already is there. And the spiritual is the original thing, and this is a type of the spiritual. Water and blood of Jesus Christ and the Spirit of the Lord. There is one thing that you have to do is submitting yourself and going into the water. And then we have blood always provided for us for our forgiveness, for our redemption. And the Spirit of Lord is the gift from God. So I'm trying to take a little time, and I just want to read this quote, finish this quote. The Spirit of Holy Spirit is a seal. Ephesians 4:30 says, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of your redemption." God made Abraham the promise, and Abraham believed God and was justified by faith, and God gave him the sign of circumcision as a seal. So he does today. We believe him, and then if you say you believe and do not receive the Holy Spirit, then you do not believe. Because God promised to give us the Holy Spirit when you did believe. And now is believing, you do not receive the Holy Spirit when you believe. Paul asked in Acts chapter 19, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Question mark. It's the gift of God. That's what Acts 2:38 says. That's a gift of God. But it has an action with it. The gift has an action before you get the gift. Believing, having the mental knowledge, only believing that yes, you understand and you believe, well, you have to do a little more than that. That's what Bible says. Because those people, that's what Paul asked that, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? And they said, we have not even heard that Holy Spirit is poured unto the people. They already believed, but But they have to submit themselves and be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. And then they get the gift of Holy Spirit. That's the birth by water and by Spirit. If you are not having the birth by water and by Spirit, you cannot be on the other side. That's what Bible says. So it says, it's a gift of God. And when that the Spirit of God come into a man, it quickens him. And then he becomes a new creature. He believes in the immortal God. And he believes that he does all things. And his heart is tuned with God. How wonderful it is. And then he says there are three in the message. Diseases and afflictions. In 1950, he says, there are three that bear record in heaven. Now when these three elements come from Jesus' body when he died, there was water, blood, and spirit. And these three things make up the new birth. Is that right, ministers? And then he says, these three elements make up a new birth, water, blood, and spirit. That makes up the natural birth when the baby born, when the first thing, and what's the first thing? Water, blood, and the life. All the natural thing types the spiritual. Now, looking at these things, I know this is a transformation. The body is already here on this earth. We are already born by our flesh, and we have our natural mother and father, and we are here on this earth. But we get transformed to another dimension by believing and by acting on the word of God. That's what Bible says. And it's the changing of the state. When you born in a family, naturally, you have so much rights in the family. You have so much inheritance in the family. You have so much love and kindness from the family. So much care from the family. Being a child in that family, you have so much, so many privileges in the family. So when we born in the family of God, when we born by the Spirit of God, when we are the seed of God, and there is a time for us to be born in the family of God, we have all those inheritance and all those privileges and all those rights. Our God is eternal God. And the eternal God, we are part of Him. We are a speck part of Him. And being a part of eternal, we have something in us that will take us on the other side, and that's the eternal part of us that God has put in us before the foundation of the world. Amen. And that's what Bible says, that it's a transformation to the in this body to take us to the other side. And by God's grace, we can definitely enjoy the blessings of the Lord. I had so many things in my life that I can remind, and I can see how God had been lovely to me, and how He has been kind to me, and so much graceful. I was listening to the song that sisters were singing, and it just blessed my heart. And then I was thinking that surely our God is a wonderful God. Sometimes we never understand, but He is always there. Sometimes we feel alone and just forsaken, but He is always there. Because we are part of Him, and He will never leave us, not forsake us. Like a mother, a hen, like she always tried, she always take care of her little ones under her wings. Always, wherever they go, she takes care of them. And that's what God does. He never promised with us that you will never have hardness in your life or any type of problems in your life. But He guide us and take care of us whether there are problems or whether there are hardships in our life. I remember once I was sharing the word of God with some people and it was actually a police person and he took me, he actually started beating me for that, and he has a big stick in his hand, and he asked me some question, and I started telling him that what is the love of Lord Jesus Christ. He was a Muslim guy, and he was asking me some question about my faith, and I said, well, that's a chance to speak with him and maybe give him a little testimony, and maybe that will be a blessing to him. And I started speaking, and I took a little time, maybe few minutes. Maybe his question was very simple, and I was trying to testify him. I was taking a little longer than his question was, and he started beating me with a stick. And you cannot stop the police when they are, in Pakistan at least, when they want to beat you, or you cannot do that. If you want to do that, you will have a hard time. So that's what he started doing with me, and I said. He was beating, and I was trying to stop him, and he was beating on my hands and wherever, he could do. And he was doing that, and finally he took me to the jail, and he wanted me to, he took me to his major, and he said, see, he's the person, and he's not only trying to pollute the minds of other people, but he is also trying to testify as me, and he is telling about his religion and telling about the Christianity, and he is a person we need to take care of him, that how he does talk to the other people. And that major, he said, okay. They took me to the place where they have shackles, that they put shackles on your feet and on your belt and on your hands, handcuffs and things. So they took me over there, and they put the shackle on my feet, on my both feet, and on my waist and on my hands. And I was thrown in a little place. It was like a place where there were already some people, but they were like big criminals sitting over there, like 11, 12 people sitting over there on a very little place. Maybe it was 8 by 10, maybe that's what it was, or 8 by 8. And there were already some people sitting on the floor, a very dirty floor. And those people were sitting over there, and they threw me inside. And I was sitting with, and I was looking around me that what kind of people are sitting around me. And I was like just a common person. And I was sitting and sitting for the whole day, and they brought me the food. And the food was like, you cannot eat it. It was smelling bad, and water was not clean, and I could see that. And I could not eat it, actually. And I just left it over there, and I could not eat. Maybe if it was 3-4 days, maybe I have to eat it like the other people were doing. So I just left it aside. I was not able to do that. And then it became evening, and it was the morning when they took me inside. And now whole day long I was sitting there, and I was not able to stand, because they have had a big bar, the big iron bar, and they stretch my legs to the full stretch. And that they opened my leg, and then they put that bar in front of in between of my legs, and I was not able to stand, I was not able to sit, I was not able to crawl, I was not able to bend my knees and anything like that. And it was some I'm a criminal, and maybe I will just somebody will take me away, or maybe I will go from here. They were treating me like that. And by the end of the day, when it was dark, and I had no hope that I don't know what's going to happen with me after one day, 2 days, or I don't know how many days I'm sitting over there. And at that time, the Lord just came to me, and God gave me His loving hands on me. And I just felt that Lord is here in this little place. And I was praying. All other people were doing their own things. And I was praying and I was saying, Lord Jesus, this is only You who can comfort me in the situations like this. And I was comforted that time. And I had so much peace in me. And I know this is only because of His grace. When you are His seed, you have already some privileges that comes with a new birth. You have already that privilege of whether you are in the problem, whether you are in trial, whether you are in difficulty. You have already somebody looking at you, and my God was sitting with me in that little dirty place only because His Son, one of His Son, was sitting over there. And I was comforted over there. I can feel that. Even today, I can feel that presence of the Holy Spirit in that place. And I was praising Lord, and I was thanking Him, and I was saying, Lord Jesus, this is the difficult day of my life. I have never experienced such a difficult day, a physical problem and mental problem and pressure, and don't know what's going to happen with me. But Lord Jesus, if I have to do it again for You and for Your ministry, and the love that You have for me, I'm ready for that. And that was the hardest prayer even I did ever in my life. That Lord, I'm ready to do it again for You. Because You have done so much for me. You have given Your life for me. And here I am. Even nobody has cut my hand and nailed my hand or given any kind of problem that You faced for me. And I was thinking, when I was reading these passages, and I was thinking, because we have that part of Him, the way He thinks, we think. The way He reacts, we react. Because we are His sons and daughters. The way He loves this world and have mercy, feel mercy for the people, we have the same compassion for the people. When they are lost, when they need prayers, when they need salvation, when they need somebody to reach to them and tell them the truth, we have the same compassion for the people because we are part of Him. Amen. And I just thank God that when you are born again, when you are born by the water and the Spirit, you have so many privileges with you. You are not forsaken in any condition. Enemy sometime want to pollute our minds and bring the doubts, bring so many things. Well, if you are a born again Christian, if you are born by the water and Spirit, if you have the promises of God, then why this all is happening with you? Right. Actually, you are forsaken. Actually, nobody cares you. But my brothers and sisters, He tried to give you alternate ways of doing all those things. When you see the other people that are in the world, they have so much in their lives. Sometimes young people, they can get a wrong idea. Well, serving the Lord is only don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Well, if you try to understand with our carnal minds, when you try to understand with the natural wisdom, you don't understand that. With the natural wisdom, but if I surrender myself, if I give my thought to Lord, and if I, like Brother Keith, he was singing that song, if I give everything in His presence, then He is able to give me the right understanding of the new birth. When there is a new birth, the things are changed. That's what Bible says in 2 Corinthians. Bible says that when you are born again, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things became new. That's how it is. And I believe with my whole heart, with the whole mind, with the whole that God has given me the understanding of His Word. Not only He gave us the new understanding or the new way of getting the revelation. He makes everything new for us. The things in the past, the things in the old life, the things that are before this new birth. If you are still, doing all those things and claiming that you have a new birth. I have so many people, I have seen so many people in my life. They have so many claims of this new birth because they try to manifest themselves. They try to proclaim, they try to bring the ideas that, well, this is the new birth. When you have a new birth, the things seen that if you are new or if you are not new, if you are trying to see, trying to show the things. So I for sure understand that new birth makes you new. The new creature has the new things in their life, and God has prepared a new place for His new people, not for the people who are living the old life, but the people who are living the new life as a new creature. With His mind and with His thought. The new place is only for those people. The new Jerusalem, the new heaven and the new earth is only for those people. So we need to make sure our calling, and we need to make sure that we are not assuming. Understanding something like in the beginning I was trying to tell you about my brother, that he has so much understanding. But your understanding will never give you a new birth. This person, Nicodemus, he has so much knowledge and position. A member of Sanhedrin Council. He was one of the elders in the Jew. But that position in the church, in any denomination, or in any society, will not give you the new birth. Right. You have to be born again. Amen. To go on the other side. Amen. And I just see this privilege that God has given to His people. I just enjoy this passage over here in the Message, earnestly contending for the faith that was once delivered to the saints in 1953. Brother Branham says, look in the ark. There was a dove and there was a crow. Both of them sitting on the same ark. Same roast. And one of them was willing to go up. Both of them could fly. Both of them were foul. And one, if you notice, it was a diet. When they turned the crow loose, he could fly from dead carcass to dead carcass and eat and be satisfied. You will see so many people over here. So many people in our surrounding. They eat from here, from the dead carcass, and get satisfied by it. But the dove could find no rest for the sole of her feet. And a dove hasn't got an gall, so it couldn't digest such. God's people. Somebody was telling me back in New York that we have a big meeting over there, and if you want to go and visit, we would love to have you over there. And I just take privilege to be in such meetings that I will have a chance to speak some people and have some introduction with the different people. And in the later hours, then I will have some contacts with me that I can talk to the people, and I can give them a message book or some, you know, I can have some contacts with the people. So I went in one of the meeting over there, and the preacher from some overseas, he was preaching, and I was just sitting over there. And after maybe few minutes, he said something which was not biblical, and I kind of it just hit me hard. And I was sitting, and I kept sitting for once, and then he kept going, and I stood in the meeting. I was sitting in the front row because they had set a place for the ministers, so I was sitting over there, and I stood and I went out of the meeting. And when meeting finished, then I came in, and we were having, you know, the fellowship, and those people were not, because the minister from the overseas, he was not very happy with that attitude, and the people that has brought me, actually they were friend of him, and they asked me, "You left the meeting, and it was not a good gesture for the visitor over here." And I said, "Well, it was good for you and for me that I left the meeting. If I wouldn't left, I would have spoken and tells you that this is right and this is wrong, and whatever you are saying, it's not in the Bible. I could have shown you." And so it's good that I left the meeting and I came. And later on, there were some other meetings, and they wanted to ask me to go over there. I said, "Well, if it's a song service, I'll go with you. But if it's a preaching or the teaching, you better not invite me over there in those meetings." God's people cannot digest those things. They cannot take those things in, because they are already sold. There is already something in them that tells that this is something from the dead carcass, the dead food. And I just thank God for that understanding. It's not that people that believes the message, or the people who has some affiliation or fellowship with Brother Branham, has something, they are high-minded. But it is something that, well, we are standing with the truth, with our whole mind, and whatever it takes, we are standing over there. That's not Brother Branham. That's a love of Jesus Christ. That's not Brother Branham, but that's a following of the biblical teachings. And I thank God for that understanding. There is no alternate way of getting salvation and getting going on the other side. So when it says that they go from one dead carcass to the other dead carcass and eat and get satisfied, that's a pitiful situation for a Christian. A dove hasn't got any gall, so it couldn't digest such. And I thank God for that. How beautiful type of the church. A man said, "Well, I'm a Christian, but I can do anything I want." Brother, it shows something another. Man is known by his works. Your fruits bear record of what you are. It's not that what you proclaim. It's not that what you say. It's not what you think. Your works, your attitude, the food you eat, the way you behave, whether you are a newborn, it tells. It's not that you are thinking, "Well, I'm a newborn Christian." Well, if you are, you don't have to tell. When there is a seed, it has its own beauty in it. When the seed grows, it has all its beauty in it. You don't have to guide the seed that what way he has to grow and what way, what color he has to take. You don't have to tell what fruit he has to bring, because his destination is already sitting over there in the seed. If you are the seed of God, nobody has to tell you what way you have to grow or what way have you to behave, because seed has its own destiny in it. If you are the seed of God, like in 1 John chapter 1 says, and Ephesians says, we are already predestinated. God's people are already predestinated. It has already their destiny in it. You don't have to tell the seed the way to grow. And then he says that, how beautiful type of a church. A man said, well, I'm a Christian, but I can do anything I want to. Brother, it shows something another. Man is known by his works. Your fruits bear record of what you are. And this old crow could go from body to body and eat dead carcass and feel satisfied. But the dove found no rest for the soul of her feet. She returned back home again. And every man that's born of God, every man that is newborn, that has a new birth, you might backslid or fall out. But if you are a born of God, you are coming back to the ark such as anything in the world. That's the church of living God will have to move to the ark. You haven't got any God. God done took it all out when he cleans you up and made you a new creature in Jesus Christ. The new creature has the new way of living. The new creature has a new body. The new creature has a new mind. New way of looking at the things. That's not you, but that's the characteristics of your seed. The characteristics of the Almighty. You are born of Almighty. And the way Almighty sees the things, that's how you do. Because we are part of Him. And if that's what we are, in any kind of situation, in any kind of problem, remember, He went this same way before you and me. He had all these trials and tribulations and problems and every kind of situation before you and me. And He stood right with everything before you and me. And if we are the seed of God and we have the same characteristics of our Father, that's how we will behave like He did. Taking everything for the side of God and standing firm with any kind of problem and any kind of situation. I'm just trying to bring this thought of the Nicodemus point of view, that Nicodemus was a person who has so much position in his church, which has so much wealth and so much say, but never ever get the wrong ideas from the people that have so much say. If I go on the internet and you just want to get the answer of a question, let me tell you, never ever get the idea from the internet that this is the place where you can go and get the answer for the Bible. Never ever do that. The people sitting over there are writing. You don't know what kind of people they are. They are appointed people for such purpose, to take the God's people astray. Amen. Come on, brother. Only God is revealer of His word. If we stand firm with the mind of Christ, if we are born again, we can know that what is right and what's wrong. Some people say, well, I go on the different meeting and different websites or the different places or different conventions. There are few good things. Well, I get the good things. I leave the wrong things. Well, you better be careful. You are thinking, well, they quote Paul. Paul said, you take the right thing and leave the wrong thing. Well, Paul was a prophet. He was an apostle. And he has that position in Christ that he could say that follow me because I am following Jesus Christ. So you better try to understand where you stand. If Paul is saying that, he was the one who went in the different nations, and God has His purpose for him to go in the different places with a non-Christian people, with every other nation. God took him for a purpose, for a reason. But you are trying to put yourself in a dangerous place. I have my sons and daughter and my wife. If I am going somewhere, I always wanted that they will come with me. Well, I have good understanding. I have a good understanding and good belief and teaching for this message. But maybe they will get a wrong idea. They could get a wrong idea. Well, you never know. Like Vikas, I was not like Brother Barry said the other day when he was going to get baptized. I never preached that Vikas is sitting here for the water baptism. But I was preaching to the congregation, but he was sitting over there and he was listening about what I was telling. And the other day he told me, I want to be baptized, because he understood what I was telling to the other people. Well, children can get right or wrong idea when you take them with you. You never think, well, it's going to be all right. No, it's not going to be all right. I never preached him any message of the water baptism or the new birth. I never preached him, but he listened it. Amen. People listen, especially with a mind when you are not a prophet, when you are not an apostle. Better be careful where we go and how we fellowship with the people, and what kind of people they are. Our fellowship matters. That what kind of people that we are going into among the people, and what kind of a situation that we are putting our family into. In Titus chapter 3, verse 3 to 7, I just want to read this wonderful passage. For we ourselves also were sometime foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that the kindness of love of God our Savior towards man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. So there are two states that He is bringing, before and after. Before the new birth and after the new birth. So before the new birth, you have foolishness, disobedient, deceiving, lusts of pleasures, hating one another. This is the before state. And after, you are the picture of the Almighty God. You are regenerated and renewed by the washing of the Holy Spirit, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made here according to the hope of the eternal life. I have this fight in myself, and I have seen this fight in the among the people several times, and I had this fight in myself that what is the true new birth? What is the true new birth? If I am real, genuine, new born Christian, and if I look at myself, and if I look at the way sometime I get drift, and the way sometime I don't have that much faith, when God says, do not care of anything, and I still get and have some cares. When He says, don't fear, and I still have some fear of the circumstances, and I still have so much pressure of this world, and I still have so much pressure of my things that I do on the daily basis. Well, Bible tells me, don't do that, but being in this body, I still have those fights in myself, still have those battles in myself. And I try to understand, well, being a seed of God, being a newborn Christian, being born by the water and spirit, I still have all these problems and all these trials and tribulations and things in my life. And like I said before, enemy try to pat on your back, you are going on the right direction. Well, you must give it a real thought that why this is happening. If you when he says if, like in, he did in the beginning in the Garden of Eden, when he says this, you better think that, well, there is something wrong. That if you are a son of God, he did it this same thing with the Jesus Christ. If thou art the son of God, if you are son of God, why this happens with you? And only grace of God can tell you whether you are son of God or you are not son of God. Only grace of God can tell you. And I thank God for His Holy Spirit. I thank God for that token that He has on me. Even I get slow, or sometime I have so much trouble and fight in myself. But at the same time, God reveals Himself that, see, all this has to happen. When the child get a birth in this life, he comes in this world, he has so many trials already waiting for him. God never said that, well, you will have a new birth in spirit. You will not have any spiritual battles. You will have the spiritual battles. And if I want to see how these things, why these things are going to happen with me, are happening with me, well, go back to the Word of God and see the pattern with the people that were, with the saints that were before you. What happened with them? Some were hanged. They were thrown in front of the lions. Some were killed. Even Lord Jesus Christ had to have the cross and give His life. That was the question. That is the question. Even today, the people who don't believe Lord Jesus Christ, they have the question. If He is the Son of God, you people says that, well, He has all commands on earth and heavens. If He has that commandments, He could have saved him. I still have people in my country. They have this question. They raise this question. Well, you have this question. And even in our body, When we go through the problems and we have the same kind of situation, same kind of battle in our mind, we have this question. How we get settled this question? The only thing that settles it is that you go and read the Word of God. And Word of God will tell you that He never told you that these problems are going to go away if you will be born again. He never said that. But you will have this battle won. That's what my Bible says. You will have this battle won. You will be successful by the end of the day. That's what my Bible says. I have problems. I have sicknesses. I have financial things coming all day long, and sometimes debt or whatever in my life. That doesn't take me out of the plan of God. That doesn't take me out of the will of God. But my inheritance is written in the Word of God. He has already predestinated that place for me before the foundations of the world. Bible says that my name is already there, written in the book of life. My name is already there. He looked at this whole world and the souls, and He picked you and me. It's not I that did it. But He chose me. And when He chose me, He is not going to be failed. Nobody can fail Him. Nothing can fail Him. No Satan can fail Him. No trials, no sickness, no problem can fail Him. If you go back in the Word of God, you will see that there is only one answer. Well, I have problems in this new birth. After having this new birth, I have the problem, but I have the answer. And the answer is, I am a predestinated seed of God. Only people who are born by the water and spirit, those people are going to make on the other side, because that's what my Bible says. It's not something that I'm assuming. It's not some, if I know that my Lord is the true God, if I know that He, whatever He says, is not going to be failed, if every word has to be go the way He said, if He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, if He is the Almighty God, if He speaks and happens and He never changed His mind, He never changed His statements, He never changed His word, if He is that kind of God, I am going to make it. I don't have to doubt on anything beside of all the trials and problems and sicknesses and financial troubles and whatever comes in my life. The people have their own way of thinking, and like Brother Barry was saying in the morning, that no matter how much you preach to them, no matter how much you tell them, no matter how much you guide them, because they don't have that kind of understanding. He that have an ear of understanding, they don't have those ears of understanding. You can preach to them for years and years and years. They will never understand. But God has put that ability in you and me. Amen. Only seed can understand His voice. Only His eagle can understand the voice and the shout when He is giving you the chicken and all the other things. They never can understand what is going on, but only the people who are in His plans. The real, genuine, newborn Christian can understand what He says. And that's what my Bible says. I am already predestinated. My destiny is already sitting over there. And I thank God for that. Let's stand on our feet. Praise God. Promised land. Is the inheritance of the newborn. And the only people that are offspring of the Almighty are going to make it. And how I know? If I am the one, have new birth, you will act like God does. Sometimes our body cannot help us. That's what Paul says. When we are in this flesh will take us away from the spiritual things. But there is a desire inside you that always tells you what is right and what is wrong and how you want to do that. You know that if you are a real, genuine, newborn Christian, when you will say amen to the every word, then you know whether you can perform it 100% or not. That is not the requirement. I have not seen it in the Bible that in this flesh we will be perfect. We will not be perfect. We cannot be perfect in this flesh. But there is something that is inside you tells you this is right. This is right. Amen. This is right. Every word of God is right. When you see that, that's how you know you are a new creature. All things has passed away. It's gone. Let's bow our hearts. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, how wonderful you are, Lord. You comfort us, Lord Jesus. And you tell us how you love, how much you love with us. And your grace, only by grace, we know, Lord Jesus, that we are saved and predestinated, not by our works. But you have chosen us before the foundation of the world. And we are going to make because you have said so. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving your word and its true understanding in this last age, and sent the prophet of this last age that opened the secret and hidden things that were taken away by the denominational system, and the things that were rejected, the man-made creeds that were brought in the church, Lord Jesus, you just gave him courage and your word to reject all those things and bring only your voice, only your spoken word that can save us and give us the real, genuine new birth, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you for speaking with your people. I pray, Lord Jesus, may we be able to know our place, our position in you, Lord. And tell the Satan, tell our enemy that I'm a newborn. I'm a new creature in Christ, Lord Jesus. We ask everything in your precious Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
one more time. Such a powerful song. Oh, yes, I sing it like you mean it. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You've already said that I would. In spite of my failures, Lord, in spite of my mistakes, in spite of my trip-ups, Lord. Oh, I'll keep on trusting, Lord. 'Cause He's working everything for my good. Hallelujah. Oh, and He walks beside me, and heaven is here by view. Oh, I'm gonna make it. You may say, Brother Keith, you just don't understand. You don't understand what I've done this week. You're right. I don't. But you don't understand what I've done this week either. You don't understand what I've done last week or last year. But you know what? If you claim the promise and you ask Him to forgive you, He don't understand what you've done last week because He don't remember it.
Amen.
I love the way Brother Anwar said that. This is not what was saved. This is going to fall. This is going to make mistakes. But when He looks down through the blood, that's not what He sees. He sees what's in here. And that's His self. Oh my, what a wonderful, wonderful thing. What a wonderful weekend it's been in church. The Lord has just spoke to me in such a wonderful way this weekend. Brother Anwar, I just so appreciate that. I so appreciated that quote about the crow and about the dove. And it is so true. If you've never walked into a denominational church service before and sat there, you don't really appreciate what you have until you, when you leave this feast that you have and you walk into a fast food restaurant, it's just not the same. You just can't take it. I love Him. I thank Him so much that He allowed me to see things that seem so simple, but they can't see it. It's so wonderful. Don't you just love Him? Let's just give the Lord a hand clap of praise before we leave. Oh my, He's so wonderful. Amen. Just before we dismiss, just remember to keep our pastor and his family in prayer. And remember to keep each other in prayer. You know, it's trying times. We're coming down to the end. And everyone's got, there's not a family here that's not touched with some sort of struggle and some sort of trial. So just keep each other lifted up. And we look forward to seeing everyone back here again this weekend. Amen. Let's just sing this song, What Will It Be? When we get over yonder as you're leaving. What will it be when we get over yonder? Oh, think about it. And join the throne upon the glassy sea. We'll join our love and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. Let's just bow our heads. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, how we just love You so much. Lord, time and time again, Lord, we struggle and we battle through the week. And it's just so awesome, so refreshing to come into Your presence, Lord, and leave feeling so refreshed. But Lord, we're so longing for that day, Lord, when we never have to leave Your presence again. But Lord, I know that as much as I'm looking forward to that day, Lord, you're looking forward to it even more. And sometimes that's hard for us to fathom in our little human minds that the Creator of all things loved us so much and wants to be with us. Lord, I just pray for each and every family that's here today, Lord, and those that couldn't be here, those that's streaming, Lord, those that's traveling, Lord, those that's sick that couldn't be here, Father. May You just reach down to each and every one of them, Lord, and just minister to them directly, Lord. Lord, we pray for Brother Barry and Sister Becky, and Lord, You'd just give them strength to continue to do what they have to do, Lord, in this difficult time, this season, as Brother Barry spoke of this morning, Lord. Just be with them. Lord, I pray for a special touch, Lord, for my father-in-law, Brother Dennis. Lord, You know the need. Just minister to him, Lord. Just reach down and touch him, Father. Just let him know that You're there with him, Father. Lord, just forgive us of all of our sins, Lord, and our shortcomings. Lord, we love You, and we thank You for all that You've done for us, for everything. We'll give You all the praise and glory in Your wonderful name we ask. Amen. God bless you, saints. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throne upon the glassy sea? We'll join our loved ones and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me.
How great. gaze into your loveliness. When all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, oh my, when I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you. Hallelujah. Oh, I worship you.
Worship you.